Welcome to this podcast. My name is Martin Angelo. My friends call me Marty or Angelo. Today I want to talk to you about living an authentic life. Living an authentic life is very important. Especially when you believe in Christ, like I do. You cannot at one moment go out drinking, go out having meaningless sex, doing drugs, and lying, and stealing, and cursing. You cannot do that. And then the next day, go to church, and going to church and act like it doesn't matter, because it does. Jesus sees everything you are doing. Jesus died for your sins, and because he died for your sins, you owe it to him to act like a proper disciple. Now, I'm not saying this to blame you or talking bad things behind your back. I'm telling you this because it's important to be aligned with Christ and to not let sin, bad behavior take over your life. God doesn't send you to hell. You go to hell as a result of your actions, as a result of your choice. Going to hell is a choice. If you accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, and you try your best every day to follow his commandments and to live a life that's pleasing to God, then you won't get to hell. Then you'll get to heaven, as Jesus promised you on the cross. Jesus died for you. That is an amazing thing. No one except Christ can do this for you. You're not doing this out of your own power, but you're doing this out of the power that comes from the cross. Jesus took everything. He took your shame, he took your guilt, he took your sin, he took your wrath, and he took your sadness, and he took your sorrow away from you. You are pure in the eyes of God. Jesus took away all the best thing you have done in the past, in the present, and the things that you will do in the future. God promises a salvation for you. If you commit to Jesus and following Jesus every day with your life, actions, thoughts, speech, and regular everyday living. Following God is not a solo discipline. You need a congregation. You need a place of family. You need a church. You need a small group, a cluster group. You need to be around your peers. You cannot stay alone and praise God. Of course you could praise God alone, but following Christ is a thing you do with your friends and your family and people you meet on your way. It is not something you do alone. In God's kingdom, you can't be a spectator. You need to be participating in God's kingdom. You need to act authentic and you need to practice what you preach. I want to be very clear about this. I'm not doing this podcast to judge anyone or go behind someone's back. That's not my part. That's not what I want to do. I want to do this to encourage you to take Christ into your heart as your Savior and King. This podcast will be a daily podcast in the length of 5 to 10 minutes. God bless you and have a great day.